بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah salah and salam be upon the Prophet and the believers of his noble family and the noble companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection.
What's the correct response to those who say that Allah does not create the actions of man? That man is the author of his own actions, stemming from his free will. Those people who say that, they mean that man is totally independent. That he has a totally independent will that is not subservient to Allah's will. In the creed of Ahl Sunnah, man has a will and has a determination and has an ability. Who created this ability to man? And who created this will to man? Allah alone. So therefore, the outcome is what? His actions, therefore, are created. They come to existence by the will of Allah. Allah gave him will, created in him the ability. But this will of man, which is called al-mashi'a, is not independent from the will of Allah. This is the saying that man creates his own actions freely from Allah. This is an extreme. The other extreme is that man is compelled. He has no will whatsoever. And Ahlul Sunnah are in between. That Allah gave man a will, but man's will is not independent from the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You make a determination and you make a will to go and travel. And you take by the causes and by the means. And the one who created all this ability in you to move and to think and to establish the means, etc., is Allah. And Allah has a determination of whether or not the action will be carried out. Yes. Didn't Allah say, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلُوا? If Allah willed, they would not have fought. And that's why the Muslims are on the great statement, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ وَمَا لَمْ يَشَأْ لَمْ يَكُنْ. Whatever Allah wills will come to exist. And whatever He does not will not come to occur or exist. And Allah affirmed will to man. And listen to how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about them. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Takwir, verse 28 and 29. In Surah Al-Takwir, لمن شاء منكم أن يستقيم وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين. To whomsoever among you who wills to walk straight. So this is now defined that we have will, determination, intention, ability in us. And you will not unless it be that Allah wills. So with respect to the actions of the individual, Are they created to Allah or they belong to man independently? You have the extreme, the first extreme known as Al-Jabriya, who say that Allah created, or the creation of Allah is comprehensive, covering every movement in the heavens and in the earth, and that man is compelled upon his action. He has no choice whatsoever. And therefore they concluded that the voluntary and involuntary intention or movement is the same. And they say that the actions of man is like a feather in the wind. You understand? Like a feather in the wind. You know what this necessitates? This necessitates chaos. This necessitates chaos. I will come now and bounce your head. And I said, I have no option in this, right? I am compelled. This will necessitate that which is even worse. That Allah, if He punishes man for a sin, then He is unjust to him. You see what this corrupt creed entails? Also from the conclusions of this corrupt creed, that the praise of Allah for the obedience is vanity, no benefit whatsoever. How could he praise therefore man for a matter he is compelled to do without his choice? You understand? In addition to these necessitated conclusions by this corrupt creed, it is also opposing to reality. How? Man himself finds the difference between his action of choice and the action of necessitated, or that which is ittirari, necessitated. He finds the difference between going down on the stairs, step by step, and with choice and ease, and between the situation of someone coming and pushing him, such that he cannot stop. You understand? One can differentiate between the two, isn't it? This is in reality. So therefore it is even opposing to reality. But you see what the thing that deluded these people, and that's why the person, the Muslim, should always ask Allah for guidance. The thing which deluded these people is that, or what rather made them rather, let's correct this, what them made them be deceived. When they looked at the texts only from one angle, they looked at the text which states that Allah is the creator of everything, and that nothing exists in His kingdom except that which He wants. Or that nothing exists, yes, in His kingdom, will not exist in His kingdom if He doesn't want it. You see that? They looked at these, and from this angle, that Allah is the creator of everything, the able to do everything, and nothing exists in His kingdom if He subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes not to. You see that? They didn't look at the other texts. They forgot, or they didn't want. Nevertheless, they did not take by the other texts, which indicate that man is an actor, acts by choice. And that's why they were opposed by the second extreme. Those who looked at the texts that man is able, can act by choice, and they also looked at what? At what's experienced. This led them to deny that Allah has a will. Or relation to the creation of man's actions. They said the man is independent, totally independent, as to he does what he wishes, abandons what he wishes, and that there is no relation, connection to Allah regarding the actions of the slave. In part, they have the truth in one aspect, in affirming a mashi'a to man, a will to man. You know, you go to the masjid, you come out from the masjid, you know, in terms of soundness, yes, you have a will, you have action, you go, you come, you enter your house, you leave it. And you choose this thing and you don't feel that no one is compelling you to do it. Yes, but they went astray by negating, the will of Allah and His creating, saying that this has no relation with the actions of man. And that's why they are called the Majus of this Ummah, the Magians of this Ummah. Why they were called the Magians of this Ummah? Because the Magians affirmed two doers to occurrences. And this group affirmed two doers, quote unquote. That which is the action of Allah, then this is the action of Allah. And that which is the action of man, then this is the action of man. Independent. And that's why they were called the Magians of this Ummah. And there is no doubt that these people are astray. How they went astray? Because they took away something which is in the kingdom of Allah, they took it from the kingdom of Allah. You understand? The third position is that of Ahl Sunnah. They took a course in between, a just course. And they took by the two dalils, by the two evidences from the texts. They didn't leave one, but they took by both. And they said that certainly there is no doubt that man acts by choice and leaves by choice, and that he has a complete will and ability. Who created this will? Who created this ability? This is the link. You understand? You see, now this is the thing which will link the will of man to the will of Allah. Who created this will in man? Who created this ability in man? Question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created the will, He created the ability. If Allah willed, He will deprive man of this. Isn't it? And that's why, listen to this carefully, if Allah will take this will and ability of man, then man will not be held responsible for his actions, like for example the insane. Is the insane held responsible for his actions? Why he is not held? Because he didn't do it by his choice. You understand? He didn't do it by his choice. Now, is the incapacitated held legally responsible? Or under the takleef, under the legal responsibility? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why He says in Surah At-Taghabun 64:16, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Fear Allah to the best of your ability. Right? Keep your duty to Allah and fear Him as much as you are able. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created the will and ability in man. And you know, the will and the ability both are the cause for the existence of the action. Without the will, you wouldn't do. Without the ability, you wouldn't be able to do. So they are the cause for the existence of the action. And if they are created to Allah, then the creator of the cause is the creator of the effect of the cause. So therefore, the action of the slave is added to Allah from this angle. Meaning Allah is the one who brought in him the cause of the action. So therefore, in this case, he is a doer. Like for example, burning with fire. Is it not attributed to the fire? The burning with fire. Is it not attributed to the fire? Who is the one who instilled in the fire this power? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why the burning by the fire is by the action of the fire directly. However, it is by the decree of Allah in terms of creation. He created it in the fire, isn't it? And this is the creed of Ahlul Sunnah, which is in compliance with the texts, the intellect, and also the waqa, the reality. Because it takes by all the evidences. Without this conviction, everything will come to a halt. And man would end up being dependent. Would not say, would not act. And without this creed, man will not resort to Allah in his calamities. That is because from one angle, he is a man of will and able to act, and from the other angle, that he is created. Therefore, he returns to Allah. So therefore, he doesn't become dependent. And does not become selfish. He is not going to feel himself free from Allah. And he also will not be dependent, saying, well, if something is decreed for me, then it will take place. But rather he acts depending and having reliance upon Allah. You understand? So the first sect is the Jahmite, who say that man is compelled. With them, the one who comes from the roof, taking the stairs step by step, is the same as the one who falls off the roof doing it to himself. Yes. This is the Jabriya from the Jahmites. The other group are the ones who talk as man being free in his actions, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no relation to that. It's not related to Allah's will, not related to Allah's decrees. This is the creed of the Mu'tazilite. The Mu'tazilite, known as Al-Qadariyya. Fine. Alhamdulillah. Is this matter clear now, ya ikhwan? This matter about the actions of man and the will of man, and clear? And you can find it if you go to Tafsir Surah Yasin. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك ربي وأتوب إليك وجزاكم الله خيرا وبارك الله فيكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.